Dear young man at the Portland Book Festival, when I walked by you and couldn't help but hear your dirge to your friend, you whined, "All the writing workshops are full of gray-haired, retired people writing about their lives. So boring." Lucky for you, I had my hands full with a leaking bottle I found in my coat pocket full of breast milk. Or I might have whacked you a good one upside the head. Instead, I'll let you know, without being too boring, how I feel about your statement. I imagine that you probably have oodles of things to write about your 20-something-year-old self, and much I might find interesting in a naive, childish, ditherish sort of way. There would be all kinds of angst about sex and rap music and trigger words and finding oneself. Oh, excuse me. I was dozing off for a second. Back on track. I'm sorry our aged lives are tedious, you know, to hear about those of us who found ourselves in a foreign war in the 10th Mountain Division, captured as we skied through France. It might be a real snore. And the tales about our adventure with Timothy Leary and LSD, trips, or sadly, children who fought hard to live but couldn't win. It must be absolutely enervating. You must roll your eyes when one reveals secrets of a childhood long nightmare and the pain it's caused to keep the secret hidden 30 years. Or horrors, those funny stories about a missed plane ride in Mongolia because your horse ran away with you in the steppes. Or a minivan explosion in the July Mojave Desert with four screaming children in tow. Miserable you must be to hear a yarn of an inconvenient pregnancy at Catholic school alongside another woman's lament of her infertility. I pity those minutes you listened listened to an octogenarian speak about his struggle to grow up a gay man in the 1950s in Utah, or the fear of a soldier trapped in the Korean winter. I know that a memoir about the loss of a spouse after 35 years of marriage must be a real yawner for you. It mustn't compare with your brilliant world. The other despondency you endured to hear someone's poetry about a spouse's Alzheimer's-driven violence, or someone's 25 years as a transgender trapeze artist in the circus, or a horseback ride through the Rockies. Oh Lord, it must paralyze you with boredom. So sad you had to listen, but imagine for one second I forgot to be distasteful of thousands of pages of youthful creative writing about first love and puppies, terrible parents, school, and youthful blather I was forced to read in my teaching career. What if we could sit just for a second and listen to one another's lives with interest, open minds, and compassion? Oh, forget it. I would be bored to tears. Sincerely, gray-haired retired person.